I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A bankruptcy judge has approved a settlement between MCI, which was WorldCom, and before that, MCI again, and the Securities and Exchange Commission for some $750 million. That's the story in Business and Finance today with our friends at Marketplace. And joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, remind us, what drove this settlement?
Well, you'll remember that WorldCom had to adjust its profits by some $11 billion over the last year, and that is a sum that lost countless investors countless sums of money.
$750 million, that does sound like a lot of money, though.
It does. I wouldn't mind having it in my piggy bank, but investors lost an estimated $200 billion in the WorldCom collapse. So if we do some quick math here, Alex, $750 million divided by $200 billion, well, if you try to calculate what it means per dollar that each shareholder lost, there is no U.S. currency small enough to portray that. You have to go the next level up. For every $10 investors lost because of WorldCom, they're going to get back 3.75 cents.
Boy, that's pretty crummy. Is that less than what investors have received in other cases?
Well, let me cite a couple of recent examples for you. Peregrine Systems, a San Diego software company, also just settled yesterday with the SEC over charges of accounting fraud. It doesn't have to admit it did anything wrong, and it sounds like its investors won't get a penny. And there was a big settlement announced in June between shareholders and more than 300 companies that issued IPOs in the late 90s. Supposedly, investors will get at least $1 billion if the deal is approved. But even at that, each company is only on the hook for about $3.2 million, and you divide that up amongst all its shareholders, the actual amount each investor is going to get is negligible.
Even though these are the people who basically made these companies possible.
Yeah, that's right. And it's because investors are generally last in line in bankruptcy proceedings like WorldCom's. In fact, those investors were lucky to get anything. As I was vividly reminded by Charles Tabb, who's the associate dean of the law school at the University of Illinois, creditors get dibs first.
You have, just as a practical matter, a small amount left over. So you have sort of the carcass laying there, and the question is, who gets what pieces of it?
And Alex, the lions and tigers here, the company's creditors, get to chow down first, and investors are kind of like the vultures waiting to pick at the bones.
Well, if the amounts are so small, is there really any point to them?
The point is just to make a point that you're going to be punished somehow, some way, if you keep putting your hand in the cookie jar. But for the individual investor, it really is quite meaningless. And on that cheery note, here in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at economic inequality. How much does it really bother you that some people have more money than you do?
All right. Thank you. Good question, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.